Okay, VATX here. Let's see. KVATX, cue clear.
KVATX. Hey, GMH mobile. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf. Listening via the Petoskey repeater. Mobile. Good morning, Drake. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Jim. How are things this morning?
Hey, well, I'm kind of experimenting here. Well, not yet. Just bought a new, well, it's a replacement for a Raspberry Pi. It's a little different. I don't know. Are you interested in a replacement for a different version of Raspberry Pi?
I don't know yet. I haven't worked through my my current stock. That does sound intriguing, though. I would imagine it's got its own version of Debian or something, or Ubuntu or something like that.
Well, it's called the Arduino Uno Q. Now, it's on one side of the board is an Arduino, and on the other side is a Linux-based full-blown computer. It does not use the Broadcom chip. It uses, they call it Dragon or Snapdragon, something like that.
Yeah, it probably has a Snapdragon 845, maybe, something like that. That's cool. So it's an ARM CPU of sorts, so it'll run whatever ARM CPU you throw at it, is what I'm getting from that.
Right, it comes preloaded with a version of Linux that they burned onto it. You can replace it probably with most of anything. But the only weird thing is I haven't yet fired it up that way, because in that mode of operation, it doesn't have an HDMI port or even a video port. So you have to use what they call a docking station, multi-hub. And I've got one on order, but it'll be interesting.
A good deal. Yeah, I think I have an Arduino Yun, which is similar to that. It's got a little Linux computer in it. I think either that or it's got an ESP32. I don't remember. I haven't touched it in a few years now. But the way I would put code onto it is actually over the network. That's how I would load a program onto it. And I think the chip it had for the Arduino chip it had was an Arduino Duo. Oh, man. I don't remember, but it was a little bit more sophisticated than the Uno. And that's about all I know about it.
Yeah, I know years ago I bought an Arduino. Don't ask me whether it was a Duo or which one, but it was... The new one is about half the footprint. The card size is about half the size of the one that I bought 4, 5, or 6 years ago.
Oh, wow, that's cool. And I would imagine it's got the full Atmega chip on there.
Well, this one's a little different. On the Arduino side, it's got the... ESP-S3 chip. So it's coming away from the old-fashioned one, but the form factor and the pinouts on the top all match the Unos.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. I guess as long as the pinouts match and you can run the same code as an Uno on there, then that's a win.
Well, yeah. Now, the only way I know how to program it is with that old IDE, the Arduino IDE thingamajob. But it lists the board on there, so it's a supported board.
Oh, okay. Now you're making me want to go that Arduino out now. Play with it some more. I think the last thing I did with the Arduino was I made it, loaded a speech synthesizer program onto it. And I was trying to make a repeater controller out of one. But then I realized, I needed a lot of other external components like an audio mixer and stuff like that to actually make it do what I want it to do.
Yeah, well, this one just got my curiosity because it's got two system-on-a-chip processors on it. Again, Arduino on one side, basically, and a Linux on the other side. And it just got my intrigue there. And for $40, what the heck, I figured I'd try it.
Yeah, and $40 isn't too bad either. Hopefully, you can find a pretty good use case for it. There you go. Turned one of my Raspberry Pis into a NAS. I hooked up a 8-terabyte hard drive to it, USB hard drive, and loaded 3 NAS onto it. I guess they have an ARM version of the system, and it works pretty good. I think now the only thing that's limiting now is that my
bottom of the hill. ACDG, I'll listen for you when you get better.
You're off to where today?
Yep.
committed over to Roger City. I must have some corrosion on my animal mount because I'm hearing a whole lot of weird noise on receive. And there's nothing around me. So, I don't know, it's weird. Do you hear any weird noise on my signal or am I good?
You sound nice and clean. Yeah, but which repeater are you on?
On 7-4, and after transmitting for a little bit, that noise goes away, so that's interesting.
Well, I have had that happen before. I had an issue on my HF antenna, which is well more likely where it occurs, where, and I didn't build the antenna, but it turns out that one of the connectors for the dipole wire had a terminal mount on it, and where someone had screwed it down, they had screwed it down, but then never, like, sealed it with anything and didn't use any joint compound. So it was just screwed down and then put in the housing, and then I'm sure it was 10 years down the road. But I had this issue where, like, whenever I tuned up, particularly on 80 meters, everything was deaf. Like, I couldn't hear anything. I'm like, is the band dead? Like, I'm not even hearing noise. And then the second I transmitted and then keyed up and with any sort of modulation, it worked fine for the rest of the day. And then it would happen every single time I used my HF radio for like a year. And I finally brought the antenna down, and it was all corroded. And I cleaned it up. I put terminal grease on there, put that back down, let that kind of set, wiped it down, and then put a blob of silicone over the whole thing. And I've never had that issue since. And I gotta think that it was like some gap that happened with corrosion, and that if you blast it with enough energy, you get through that skim layer of corrosion and get some actual contact enough that it works. But I'm sure it wasn't very efficient. And anyway, that was my theory of that problem. And I've experienced something like that with an old J-pole, but never enough that I could repeatedly make it happen. I just built a new J-pole. what you're describing is not unheard of. I've just never had it happen on VHF or UHF to the extent that I could pinpoint it.
Yeah, after transmitting for a little bit, it's not doing it at all. Holy cow, I gotta put my sunglasses on. I just turned on M68 from 75. And, yeah. Yeah, now the receive is crystal clear. I think I've already had to clean that NMO before, and it hasn't even been that long, so that's kind of annoying.
Yeah, NHCN. On that roof rack that I built for the Prius, I do have some spray silicon that usually when I put stuff together, especially if it's an NMO, I'll get it started on there just so it covers the top, and then I'll just real quick at a 3 to 4 inch distance spray a little bit around it once it's half threaded, and that kind of prevents it's not a seal, it's not a weather seal, but it's a barrier, and it prevents moisture from wicking up inside those screws at speed when, you know, you've got heavy rain or something and you're driving along and there's wind and air pressure and stuff trying to make liquids go in different places, like, and so far I haven't had a funky one after I've been doing that, but don't put it on before you screw it on because you need electrical connection, but I don't know, a little bit more than halfway is what I usually do, and it's been good. It's one of those weird things where you need to feel something, but you also need that electrical contact, so you got to draw the line somewhere.
Yep.
So,
that's kind of interesting. But, well, I guess it's not a problem right now, so I guess I'll take care of it when I get to where I got to go, so. Oh, the speed limit here is 65. Yay! Oh, fun. Well, today's probably going to be another pretty long day. Hopefully I don't get home at 9 p.m. like I did yesterday. I got home and crashed immediately. And then got up at 5 a.m. and left at 5:30. So, Yippee. I'm, thinking about maybe a couple days off soon.
I recommend it. I'm, I told you our travel plans, so high enough stuff today at work, but, I'm looking forward to that, and then we're supposed to get back Sunday night, but work gives me my birthday off, and since today is my birthday, they allow you to take it off like a different day. So I just told them, yeah, I'm going to have Monday to decompress. So I am looking forward to not showing up on Monday and instead getting the kids on the bus and then taking a very lazy approach to my day. So we'll see what happens. Regarding the text that I sent you last night, does that seem like an option that might intrigue you? Because easy access to the workshop.
It does seem intriguing. My question is, does it have a separate entrance from the main part of the house? Like, does it have its own entrance?
Yeah, it faces our house. So, like, and I think he said that you could even, like, he said, oh, he has that really nice BMW, right? I'm like, well, it's a BMW, but, sorry. He said, well, if he wants to, I mean, we can talk about parking in the side of the barn that has the rock floor, because he wants to make that usable as a vehicle space. But, the previous tenant just parked in the main drive, which is, like, right next to our driveway, and then you walk along the west side of the house, and there's a door there. I don't know if you remember what his house looks like from the road with the garage, like not the barn side, but the house side, right next to my house. If you remember the garage door, just to the right of it is where you walk, and then there's a separate entrance. And then there's actually a separate entrance into the backyard, too, to the deck area, so you really have two separate entrances if you want.
Yeah, that's actually very intriguing. I might do that.
Yeah, but if you need to borrow any tools, let me know. Or sugar, and you can also feed my chickens when I'm not around, but fun and exciting. Hey, we could share an HF antenna. Or blow up each other's radios with accidentally too much power. But yeah, I asked him once, I'm like, hey, if I tied off an antenna on one of your trees, he's like, would I see it? And like, probably if you looked for it, but like, he's like, I don't care, as long as it doesn't break the tree. So he's a good guy.
Cool. Yeah, that's very intriguing. So once my lease term is approaching its ending time, I will, I'll probably do that.
All right, yeah, I think his perspective is he had a long-term renter in there that was pretty good about paying, and that's kind of his main concern, is, like, getting somebody to commit to a time frame, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's not going to be a problem here. I mean, you respect what your agreements you make and stuff, so I'm like, yeah, he's good for it. But, like, his only other thing that he said is, like, the only thing is, he doesn't have a tenant right now, and he was trying to keep it open for family stuff. That situation changed. And then he said, the only thing that was exciting me about where I'm at now is that during Cherry Festival or whatever, if I need, to have family stay over, like, we've got a guest apartment for them. Like, they can just, like, stay here a week and do whatever and then leave. And he's like, if I have a long-term rental, then I don't have that option. And I said, yeah, so you got to decide what's more important, that stability of an income, or if you want to wing it and go month to month and take the risk that every once in a while you'll get a wing nut when you're winging it. Having rented to a wing nut myself, I don't know if he has yet or not, but I would prefer stability. I've gone through some situations, so we'll see. I think he's leaning toward that. Did you outdrive the repeater? Okay, that sounds like you draked your radio, so I'll just hang out in the hopes that you undrake it. And ACN.
Alpha Kilo is on the Gulf. Listening on Lake Leelanau. There is some link issue because audio is not passing to Petoskey.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Audio is not passing to Petoskey? Is it keying up and then there's just nothing, or what's going on?
Correct. It's keying up, but there's no audio. When I scan over to the Lake Leelanau, I get full audio.
Well, that's an interesting scenario. I can't even imagine what that would be other than a network thing, maybe? I don't know.
All right, so, well, I cannot troubleshoot it, so I just figured I'd throw my 3 cents in there. ACATG, I'll listen on the various frequencies.
No, I understand, Jim. Well, thank you for pointing that out, though. So maybe I'll poke at it today. I'm going to go make my coffee, and I'm just sitting in my driveway, so I'm going to go make my coffee, sit at my desk, and do some things. So. ACADG, have a great morning, NACN.
Sorry, the boss man called. You're still there, Joe? I need DMH Mobile.
Yeah, I kind of figured you got in trouble for something.
Actually, no, I was, I'm going to give you a TX. This one should stay off the air.
Ooh, sounds spicy. All right, I'm here. NACN.
W8REJ, stationary. W8REJ. This is W2DUT, wasn't it? W8DMI testing.
W8INW.
Morning, George. W8DMI.
And W8DMI, WDNINW. I heard this was back up again, so I thought I'd try it. I didn't know if the node would still work, and it does. So, same node number. Anyway, good to know that it's working again.
Yep, roger that. Cam did a good job on her. I think he was up most of the night finishing it up, but sounding good again.
I heard it mentioned on the net this morning, so I thought I'd try it and give it a shot and see. So, nice to know what options are out there. And hopefully the All-Star sounds okay. So, anyway, I can't stick in here too long, but I just thought I'd jump in there and see if it was working. I appreciate you coming back to me. I still haven't started my dishes yet. I need to get that done. W-A-D-M-I, W-D-N-I-N-W.
Not a problem there, George. I was just making up a repeater list to program into a Motorola for Brother Pete there, so. And trying to get some things done here. Throat's bothering me this morning, so. Feels like it's trying to come down with something. I just hope it goes away. Anyways, nice chatting with you again. We'll let you go. WD8INW, W8TMI.
You know, the weather's getting cold and the furnace is running more, so it might be dry. I don't know if you have a humidifier or not, but that might make a difference. Anyway, we'll catch up with you later. Thanks for coming back. W8DMI, WD8INW.
Yep, okay, George. W8DMI, have a good day.
W-D-I-N-W, dropping the link. Somebody came in there. W-D-I-N-W.
This is KF8CQV listening on the Petoskey Northern Link system, the 1-9.
Any hearings, mobile?
I was gonna ask if you're lost, but then I saw you around the northern. It's on. I'm like, oh, you're not lost. You're at home.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's interloping.
Well, not really. Can I leave this one connected to the northern hub?
I don't even know what one that is.
Oh, the 14519 on in Flint here.
Oh. I'm headed back to Traverse from Roger City. Yay me.
I stayed up till like 5, 6 a.m. watching TV, and I've only got 15 hours left to get for the week, so I was like, screw it. I stayed up late watching TV, and then so I got woke up here about noonish or just after 12, and came downstairs about 1 and clocked in, and now I'm going through running some PowerShell scripts for scans and stuff here, and yeah.
Oh, sounds like another day in paradise. Yesterday I had a service call over to Alpena Dispatch. They had a op PC that clearly developed some dementia, completely forgot everything that was installed to it and wiped itself, and yeah, that was a fun time. Managed to get it set up in about 4 hours or so, so that's a good thing.
Well, there you go. Nope, I had a dumb user and had to take a laptop to them yesterday, a fresh image laptop to them yesterday, so had to go to Chesaning and do that, drop that off, and I made it back before the rain hit, because it was, like, rain and sleet. There was, like, little flakes I was getting when I was leaving Chesaning, but by the time I got back down towards my house, it wasn't anything. And I don't think I was home more than half hour, you know, 40 minutes, and all of a sudden it just started downpouring here.
Yeah, it hasn't done anything super crazy over here yet. I'm just waiting for the next snow and for it to stick. So, I guess it doesn't really matter a whole lot to me right now. I don't have my personal vehicle. On the way back from the Benzie site, on Saturday, the battery light came on. 2-3 miles after that, the battery completely died while I was driving down the road. I had one of my buddies come save me. Basically, we used jumper cables and used his car to charge my battery and drove as far as I could until the battery died again, just so I could get it somewhere without having to pay a tow bill. $400 for a new alternator. Oh, boy.
But you're good for driving them little fancy things.
Hey, man, this thing's been through hell. It's got a 250,000 miles on it, and that was the stock alternator, so I'd say it had a good life.
Yeah, that was, a friend of mine, he loves those. Like, he, you know, 250,000, 500,000 miles, 300, he's got like 3 or 4 of them, and they all are like in the three, you know, from quarter to 300,000, 400,000 miles on them.
Listen, man, I don't know what it is about the M54. I guess it's mainly because it's just a really simply designed engine. It's super simple. It just runs, dude. And as long as you keep up with the maintenance on them, and also make sure that you replace the cooling system at least once within the vehicle's lifetime, or twice, depending on how long the lifetime of the vehicle is, that engine will just keep on going. So, and I guess that's a pretty good testament to that. I'm just waiting for the transmission to puke. There's nothing special about it. It's a GM transmission.
Well,
I was going to say, I don't see any snow sticking up there yet in this woods. Although I thought I saw some this morning in Mayville on one of the alerts from the Mayville site. There was some snow up along the fence there from the stuff yesterday, but obviously I doubt it's sticking. Probably log in and look to see. I haven't seen any motion alerts. They got tower crews there moving some of the cellular arrays around, so I was getting tons of motion alerts yesterday and today from there.
Oh, fun. Well, hopefully the cell company doesn't leave everything in a sad status of disrepair. I won't elaborate further on that. Anyway, there was a little bit of snow over by Multi. I think that's how you pronounce that, over towards Roger City. But that was earlier in the morning, and it's gone now. It's all dry ground and pavement here, pretty much all the way over.
Oh, crack my neck.
All right, I got that scan finished, and I got the results. I took care of that. No, I'm going to do a 10-hour shift today. I got 15 hours when I clocked in, so I'm like, I'll do 10 today and 5 tomorrow, and then I got next week off. So I took Turkey Week off, and then I come back for 2 weeks. And I work two more F. So I come back, and I work for 2 weeks, and the 12th, I took the 12th for the first off, so here we go. Use it or lose it.
I'll be back in a minute. I got Motorola calling me back, so I gotta answer that. Anyways.
Oh, where are you still? Howdy, Fred. W2PUT. Afternoon, Brother Dan. Afternoon, how you doing today? We're still up north here. We were going to head back this morning, but the missus decided she wanted to stay another day, which I am totally fine with. So we've been a little bit of running about and enjoying an actual PTO day.
PTO. I'm going to start that here in, 14 hours, or vacation, whatever. So, I stayed up late watching TV, and so I didn't fall asleep till 5:30, 6-ish, or whatever. And so I slept in till noon, woke up with a kilo on my head, snoring and licking my face. So I was like, I better get up. So I got up, came down here and clocked in. Just worked a long shift tonight. I can probably knock out 10 hours at least today still. I'm just going to work second shift.
Well, nothing wrong with doing that. Yeah, I saw some pictures of the cat there a little earlier today. But yeah, you know, I don't really take that much PTO. You know, the position I'm in now, I got enough flexibility that a lot of times I just, we'll say, I flex my time. I'll make sure my conference calls or meetings are, online meetings are covered. But, you know, we'll go out and do stuff during the day, and I, you know, I'll finish up stuff in the evening and that. But, yeah, we actually took a real PTO day today. Things are going to be real busy coming up, basically immediately. I got the Livingston County project. That's pretty big, for what we got going on in Michigan here. We're building 4 green sites and, you know, redoing a 5th into part of a simulcast, so yeah, it's a good sized project.
Oh, there you go. We don't get, well, they just vacation, PTO are all the same thing, I guess. This year, they, well, at end of last year, they sent a notice that they were switching. You're sick, it's all the same. Your sick days, your PTO, it's all, everything is in there, so, yeah. Vacation days, if you don't take vacation, they're all, you can be sick in vacation, you know. It's all, they don't differentiate between that, but, I mean, I went up north for 48 hours, and I didn't use any time for that because I was already, you know, I can get my hours and still do stuff like that. I haven't, all the two bike events, I didn't take any time for because I had my hours in beforehand, so why would I need to? You know, that flexibility there. But I'm supposed to take a vacation, they said, so I start doing it. Of course, I was like, well, I'll just take the last 3 weeks of December off. And they said, well, can you do at least, like, half? Or, you know, so I do the week of Thanksgiving, and then this time it'll be the 12th. So the 12th to the 1st I'll have off, supposedly. We'll see.
Yeah, if the state are sick and PTO are two distinctly separate things, but... Yeah, as long as I've been at the Big M, yeah, it's all one. You know, sick or vacation, it's just all time off. And now that I'm somebody as eyes and potent, we now have unlimited PTO. Which sounds great, but at the same time, now that it's unlimited PTO. Now you feel actually a little less like you're able to take it because you know you don't want to be seen as abusing it.
It's kind of my thought. It was like, oh, unlimited. The people would say, oh, they have unlimited, but I'm like, it's really, you're not, you know, you're still gonna have to. Never really take it because you're always. The people that get the offer aren't the ones that it's really targeting. So kind of there was a name for it.
Yeah, the people that fall into this category aren't really slackers as much. But yeah, it's weird. At first I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then after a while it's like, you know, no. So far, we don't know of anyone that they've even said anything to about taking too much PTO. But you know, in this position, it's we have enough flexibility that we can do a lot of stuff really without taking PTO. So, yeah, it sounds great, but the reality is, I suppose it doesn't really make any difference. I do kind of like the. Not having to worry about burn it by the end of January, because as an ST, you keep accumulating your PTO, then you have to be down to 40 hours. They'll only let you carry 40 over after February 1 is the cutoff, so. There's always kind of the scramble to take PTO at the end of the year because every year you got to talk, you got to manage your PTO better. Can't everybody taking it at the end of the year? It's like, at the end of the year where projects are quiet and nothing's going on rather than during the summer when we're so busy we can't take it. It's like, I think this is the perfect time to take it. So, I don't have to worry about, burning it or losing it anymore.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just, if you wanted to pay me, just give me a bonus. I won't take it. They're like, no, you have to take it. We're not going to pay you for it. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll just take it all now. And then I'm like, okay. That's been the last year or two like that. For a couple of years I've done that, so. they didn't like it when I would take the whole month of December off. So I'll do the week of Thanksgiving and then, you know, half December, which really for us, it's usually just parties, you know. So like last year, I still went to all the different, I had to go to the different office parties and all that. So, I mean, I still, yeah, did it my way, but whatever. Although this year, they sent an email out this yesterday, we're having one big party for everybody, and they're paying for hotel rooms and everything. So, like, you know, coming from Grand Rapids and Hastings and Battle Creek and all that, you know, it's a couple hours to come over to here, so there, and people from up in the thumb and all that, because there's usually libations. So they said, you and a guest are welcome to our parties. We're doing one big holiday party, and we got a block of hotel rooms. Just let us know who needs rooms, and there we go.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool that that they're doing that for you guys. That is very cool. Yeah, we don't really have any big Christmas parties. Seeing as we're all remote employees and there is no office to have an office party. It's been a couple of years. I think the Rona killed it, but you know, there used to be an annual Motorola sponsored and you know, Motorola and MPSCS, you know, holiday gathering, but yeah, that kind of went by the wayside, so yeah, there, no Christmas parties for us to go to. But yeah, no, that is pretty cool that they'll that they're taking care of you guys like that.
Oh, yes. I kind of wondered if you guys would. I figured the state, you know, would probably have one for theirs type of stuff, but you guys being spread out, kind of like you are in the Motorland. Do you all get on teams and just, you know, pour back cold ones or something like that? Yeah, I think it'll be kind of nice because usually what it had been up until then is upper management and like me and I would, we'd go to each little office. So we had like Lapeer's, we had Fenton's, we'd have North Oakland, Davisburg, Fairplay, you know, each area. So, like, for last year for View West, for Hastings, it was Hastings, Battle Creek, and Lowell. And then we in Greenville, we'd have one at the newspaper office and then another one at the printing plant. So, like, yeah, so we're doing it all at the, in our Lapeer office is huge, so it can accommodate everybody. And we have a catering company, like, so we cater it ourselves from the golf course, so it's like, it'll be fully catered, we have bartenders, you know, all that stuff, so it makes it for a consistent, plus it'd be nice that certain people from other offices who never get to meet other people from the other pubs and vice versa. That and also us on the upper management side, we don't have to spend 3 weeks driving, carpooling to different places.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a pretty nice time there. You know, with the catering and all that. I guess it does make sense to consolidate down to the one bigger party. I was going to say, maybe a cost savings, but at the same time, if they're paying for hotels and stuff like that, yeah, probably not, but I guess it would be safer for everybody involved if everybody's having some beverages. Yeah, our only Christmas party this year will be the Firefighter Association. And honestly, ours is usually in January, you know, well after the first, because there's so many other Christmas parties that people have to go to. A few years back, the decision was made that, we'll do it after the first, because then it's much easier to schedule. All right, hey Fred, how's it going? I'm gonna do a little more outdoor stuff here. sun's shining, at least at the moment. The missus is starting a little campfire, and we're going to cut down a smaller diameter tree. We don't want to have any issues with it. During the big ice storm in the spring, it was actually bent over to the point where it was just within an inch or two of touching the roof of the house. You know, it's got to be, it grew a little this year, it's got to be close to 35, 40 feet tall now. It's not a huge diameter, but yeah, we'll get that cut. Bill Jade, FSM, WTPUC.
Campfire toward the end of November. Now, are you guys closing it for the? Do you guys close it for the winter? The cabin? I forgot that. I don't remember that. Is that going to be your? I know you said something about being your last trip going around some places for the season, but are you guys going to close it?
Yep, we'll be closing it up. Yeah, so we've got pretty much everything packed up. Tomorrow morning, when we decide to that we're ready, shut the pump off and plug the air compressor in, drain the hot water tank and all the lines, and I've got a pressure regulator and a setup so that I can back into the water system and pressurize and blow all the water out the lines, and you know, do the RV antifreeze and the toilets and the traps and that. And that'll be it till springtime.
That's what I was wondering, if you guys did that. We did that, I was going to say, my parents closed theirs up, and then my aunts have Fairburns come out and close the cabin up, you know, do all that stuff for it, and they've already done it. I know my parents have done their stuff, put all the snow fencing up on the property and all that, but I want to say my aunts have already had Fairburns come out here and do the same, so. It's closed for the season, so. Well, go enjoy your last day. WTPUT, WFSM.
Okay, Fred, hey, we'll catch up with you a little later. WFSM. WTPUT.
And EMH mobile.
Thank you. TV8SCJ. Anybody out there for that tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading something. I lost track of the time. Yep, I'm here. Hang on a second. Okay, sorry about that. This is the Barb Benji Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ. My name is Rob, located in beautiful downtown Beulah. I'll be net control for this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. Okay, we'll start check-ins with Echolink, mobiles, and short-timers first. If you're one of those, please call with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
KDATXI Mary, I'm going to be a short-timer tonight.
Okay, Mary, anyone else? Okay, regular check-ins come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
WNAT, Larry.
Alpha Bravo 9, November, John and Buen.
KV8, FCJ, Bob in Nelson City.
NATDMH, Drake in Traverse City.
AE5, IB, Kip in Benzonia.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Mike, Robert in Sault Ste. Marie.
RID, Frank Vincent.
Station after Robert, try again, please. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to check in? Come now. Okay, we have a good start here. Mary, KB8BXI is a short timer. WNAP Larry, AB9NN, John. KB8SVJ, Bob. NADMH, Drake. AE5IB, Chip. W8SSM, Robert. Did I miss anybody?
IB4ID, this is Don in Franklinton.
IB station, say again. The station ending in IB, your call and name again?
You guys doubled. KV4ID, this is the call sign.
ID, okay. Anyone else? Okay, very good start. Good evening, all. Like I said, this is Rob, W8REJ, in beautiful downtown Beulah, Michigan. And just looking at the calendar of events here to see what's going on, and we have nothing. Looks like lunch tomorrow with a friend. Other than that, we're screaming up here on Turkey Day, so we've going to get out there and have some turkey. The insurance company did total the van with the from the buck that I hit again. That was my number 6 deer. If I was a pilot, I'd be an ace. So, anyway, Mary, your short timer, KD8BXI, take it away and stand by, Larry.
Well, good evening, all. This is Mary, KD8BXI. Yeah, sorry that I'm going to be a short-timer, and next week being Thanksgiving week, I'm not going to be available, and I'm not going to be able to make the Saturday breakfast either. I'm going to be out of town, so I will say at this point, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Just some more leaves again today, and got some things put away that needed to be put away outside, and tomorrow's a cleaning day as I'm having company for the weekend, so very busy time. But it's good to hear so many people on the net tonight, and I wish everybody a good Thanksgiving, and I will speak to everyone back in December. So 73 off, this is Mary, back to net control, KD8BXI.
All right, Mary, very good. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate your... You checking in there, and yeah, the The bar breakfast will be the 29th after Thanksgiving, Saturday after Thanksgiving. I will be there because I have nowhere to go. So if anybody else wants to join me, we'll talk about that later. So, all right, Larry, the voice of Marilla, WN8D, take it away and stand by John.
Yeah, okay, Rob, W8REJ and the group. This is WNAP, Larry, yes, the voice of Marilla, the defunct village of Marilla. Well, just a few minutes ago, I finished up with another project. It's a Morse code keyer that uses pressure sense items, pressure sense what you call them? They're not integrated circuits. They're resistive. They're a resistive circuit. But when you put pressure on them, it reduces the resistance. And so there's one for the dip side and one for the dot side. And but the original circuitry, the author, first of all, he used an op amp as a voltage comparator, and I had to flip the two inputs in order to get it right, and then it wasn't right because an op amp isn't open circuit unless you use one of those older ones. Anyway, so I had to add a circuit to give me open circuit so that it would go to zero for closure of the key. Anyway, I'm doing well. On to the next project. W8REJ from WN8P.
Okay, Larry, sounds like a good project. I'm not a project person, but a lot of people that I know are, so enjoy it, buddy. Okay, let's see, AB9NN, John, take it away and stand by Bob.
Okay, AB9NN in the BarfNet this evening. Good evening to everybody in the BarfNet. From John, AB9NN, about 1 mile directly east of Beulah, Michigan. Just enjoying the net tonight. I've got to say, Bob, I was testing the repeater today, and from my house I was not able to raise the repeater from my mobile, which normally I can and get a full-scale reading on it. I went up to the top of the hill in Benzonia, just about a block from Kitten's house by the post office, and I was getting about an S5 there from the mobile, and usually I get an S10 full scale at that point. So also was hearing that interference noise was pretty prevalent for quite a while I was waiting for Jane to do some grocery shopping this evening. So something's a little bit amiss that way. Not too much going on. I am looking at my ChaserTool.xyz website, and I'm looking at the solar terrestrial data panel on it, and seeing that, boy, the solar flux index has come down to about 123, which is a decent number, but not very high. But the A index had been just off the scale with all of the solar storms, and that's come in very nicely down to a reading of 3, which is in the low end of the quiet level as you read down in the chart below it. So should be decent HF conditions as far as noise is concerned. Not too much else going on, just doing some reading and catching up on some training videos on Python computer programming that I've been taking. Got a series of 123 15-minute videos to go through, and doing a little bit of that each day and doing some reading as well. So got a Bible study to go to tomorrow night. Probably going to be driving to Traverse City in the rain, but that's okay. Got the snow tires on, so that's a good thing. With that, I guess it's back to net control from AB9NN, John and Beulah.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, I had a Python that I was stupid to get rid of. It was a Colt firearm, however. Wish I'd have kept it because it's about triple this money. So, anyway, Bob, KB8SVJ, what do you got that's going on? And stand by, Drake.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. This is KB8SVJ. John, I saw your email about 8 o'clock, but you're having some issues. I guess I'm not clear. Are you still having those issues now, John? Are you able to get in the repeater fine, or can you tell me that, please?
I'm currently on my base station, so my base station's doing fine, but the mobile is still having issues.
Okay, Rob, you're right there in Beulah. Have you had any issues getting in the repeater?
No, not today. Of course, I didn't play any radio today other than real early this morning, and like I said, I was sitting down here reading something when I was supposed to start the net, and it was sounding good, so it still is.
Okay, well, I know Drake, NADMA, and I was up there Saturday and did some tuning on it, and we were able to have somebody contact the repeater out of 1 watt from Traverse City in Garfield and Airport Road area. We had a pretty good antenna on top of his house, but with 1 watt, he was able to hit the repeater fine. I guess if it has more issues, we'll have to see what we can do, but it's getting real hard to get back up on top of that hill. It's starting to make a nuisance of ourselves, and I don't want them to be upset with that. Right now, there's some changes going on, as you heard. There's some changes. Call sign change on the repeater. Eventually, we're going to have to change the frequency. I'm not sure when that's going to happen. I'm going to look into getting like a club call sign and get different coordination. And so my call sign will come off, and this will be different. I don't know when it's going to happen. Yeah, I'll try to make sure everybody's aware. And anybody's having trouble, I'll help them out. As you can tell, there's a new check-in. We're on the link. We're a leaked repeater system now. Not the IRA from downstate, but Northern Michigan, they got a leaked repeater with All-Star. And so there's additional check-ins, and you may hear some additional traffic on the repeater, and I don't anticipate any problems or issues with it. So if you have an issue or problem, then you let me know. We'll address it when we can. So that's her back to you, Rob. KB8SCJ.
All right, Bob. Very good. Yeah, last couple of mornings when I was sitting down here, I did communicate with a couple of people that were on the link, and so far so good. Not a problem. So, all right. Let's see, Drake, NADMH, and then standby Kip. This is W8REJ for the Barf Benzie Amateur Friends Net.
Good evening, NADMH. Here in Traverse City, coming to you live from the 726 repeater in Traverse City. Via the link. Had quite the driving-filled day. Went over to Rogers City this morning and was there until about 1:30. Went to load encryption onto some radios over there for the Sheriff's Department. And came back and got back to town around 3:45, 4 o'clock, so not a terribly long day, but it started out pretty early, so that's a good thing. Got some chores done that I've been slacking on, mainly because I've been getting home late and didn't really feel like doing anything, so that's a good thing to get, that I got those things done, and now we're here at the desk playing on the computer and listening to the net. Back to you there, Rob. You're doing a good job. Hey, you make it.
Oh, thank you for blowing smoke up my orifice. I appreciate it. All righty, very good. Yeah, you spend a lot of time on the road. I hear you every now and then. But, yeah, well-traveled man. So, all right, A5IB, Kip, and then stand by Robert.
All right, this is Kip, A5IB. Well, I've been busy on AMSAT this week. I submitted my third board for the AMSAT Golf Tee power system design, getting it ready. So they're going to just review the bomb, and then we'll get it manufactured. And then I've started on the next board, which is real simple. It's just a simple breakout board. For Christmas lights. And and also putting up hooks to hang the such lights. Got about half of them done. And then the other thing is I was at the doctor's and got a melanoma cut out of a little one that was on my neck. And so now I can't lift anything for like 2 days. Till Friday afternoon. So that's all I got, and I'm not going to be back for the follow-up one because I've got a AMSAT meeting at 9, so I'm going to head over there and get ready for that next. So that's all I got. AE5IB Kip.
Okay, Kip, well, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it, and hope you heal fast from your excursion there with the doctor. So, all right, Robert, W8SSM, take it away, and then I have to figure out who the last guy was.
All right, W8REJ, this is W8SSM. Name here again is Robert from Sault Ste. Marie. I'm coming to you from our All-Star Net here in town. I believe that's KE8FJW's All-Star link there. So everybody's sounding great in here tonight. First time for me on this net, so delighted to be able to do that. Usually busy in the evenings, but tonight was an exception. So I'll just be here for this one round as well. I've got a net at 9 o'clock, and then we'll go from there. So just happy to get in here. Everything, like I said, sounding great up here, and actually, I'm able to get these quite a few of the different repeaters going down from Mackinac through Sheboygan and various different spots. So, but this one obviously the easiest for me to do and best sounding. So, I'll hand it back to you. This is W8SSM. I'll be back to net there.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in and enjoy your other net. At 9 o'clock. All right, got a fellow here. I'm not sure what the call is. What I heard was KV4ID as in David. Is that correct? And your name, please.
Kilo Zulu 4 India Delta. This is Don, and I'm with the Franklin County Amateur Radio Club here in Franklin, North Carolina, just north by 30 minutes or so of north of Raleigh and just south of the Virginia border. I'm just going to be doing a couple meetings this week. One is for the election board, the post review of how the elections went. In our precinct, I was a chief judge in one of the precincts in Franklin County. I noticed the name on your talk group was Oxcom, and I was I'm part of the search group with Franklinton Fire Department in Youngsville, North Carolina, and I have the certifications to do the Oxcom training, and We'll probably, hopefully, be there will be another course offered in January that I'll be able to attend, or December, end of December, 1st of January, one or two. But hopefully you got all of this. Other things, I guess, I got on my calendar are bills. I see some more bills and not more bills, Prime, Amazon Prime bills coming up. Other than that, that's our story. I'm sticking to it. Hello, everyone.
Okay, very good. Would you please give me your call again, phonetically?
Zulu 4 India Delta.
Zulu 4 India Delta?
Oh, Zulu 4 India Delta. KZ band.
Okay, KZ4 India Delta. There, we got it that time. Okay, well, we appreciate you checking in here. If you want to hang around, we're going back to the top of the list here, and we'll start over. However, I'll check and see, is there anyone else that would like to join the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly.
Delta 8 Juliet. My name is Joe. I'm from New York, but now I'm just a little bit west. Bringing at my camp.
Okay, well, I got your call, or I did not get your call. However, I heard you. You were broken up. You want to try your call phonetically again, please?
Hello. Quebec, Juliet, India.
Okay, I got 0 Kilo Juliet, India. Is that correct?
Kilo Delta, Quebec, Juliet, India.
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't make it out. I'm only getting it partially here. Can anybody help me with that?
I think it sounded like Kilo Bravo 8, Quebec, Juliet, India.
Okay, Kilo Bravo 8, Quebec, Juliet, India, is that correct?
Kilo Delta 8.
Kilo Delta 8, okay, we got it that time. Thank you very much. If you'd like to make a transmission, go ahead. You are breaking up a bit here, though, so go ahead.
Okay, I'll be out then. Thanks for letting me in. 7 degrees.
Okay, very good. That's Joe, I would take it. You're from Newberry, I see. My ex-wife's family is from the Newberry area. Been up there many times. So, anyway, we'll say 7-3. Thanks for checking in, and come back and try it again some night, and maybe we can hit her. Okay? All right. We're going to go back to the top of the list now. And we're going to go to, let's see, Mary is gone. Larry, WNAP, take it away and stand by, John.
Yeah, okay, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is WN8P, Larry, and Bob, thanks for the explanation of the repeater with your call sign presently. Appreciate the information. Well, seems to be quite a group. I'm going to go watch Ken Burns here, the American Revolution. So 7-3, everybody. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, very good. Yeah, I forgot that was on tonight. Okay, John, AB9NN, and standby Bob.
Okay, AB9NN returning to the BarfNet, and... yeah, not much else to add tonight. I'll keep an eye on the repeater and keep you up to date, Bob, to let you know what I hear on it. I check in every time I get into the mobile So we'll see how it goes. Maybe it'll improve. Not quite sure why the signal was down so much. I was kind of surprised. I thought, well, maybe you guys are still working on it or something. So we'll have to see. What, maybe it'll improve. 89, and then back to that control from John and Beulah. Have a great day, everybody, and see you next Saturday for the barf breakfast.
Okay, John, very good. Again, thanks for checking in this evening and keeping Bob honest with the repeater, because quite frankly, I don't really listen to it much unless I'm down in the basement. So, all right, let's see. Bob, KB8, SVJ, do a long one this time. I got to run upstairs for a minute.
Okay, Rob, I'll recite Declaration of Independence or something. So, the bar breakfast, the 29th of this month, I should be there. There should be no reason why I won't be there. I sent information to Bill Paris down in North Carolina about the Echo Link, hoping he could check in. I don't know what he's got going on, but he acknowledged that he got the information, so... he has everything going on, I'm sure. Saw Fred Lawson today. Fred and Joyce. They think they'll probably be there for breakfast, too. You know, 2 days after the Thanksgiving, but, you know, some people have other things going on, but they thought they could make it. I give Fred information about getting out of Echo Link. He says he has trouble hitting the repeater from his house. So I give him the information on Echo Link, and maybe someday we'll hear him out here. I'm just trying to do the best I can, you know, with this change, and hopefully it works out. I want to thank Drake, NABMH. He has helped me out a ton. This couldn't happen without him. I do appreciate it. I'd like to give credit where credit is due. And thank those who work hard for me, so I do thank you, Drake. I hope you're back, Rob. I don't know if I'm running out of things to say. So I'll turn it back to you, Rob, see if you are back, or if not, maybe Drake, you can pick it up. KB8SBJ.
I don't think he's there, but I'll take it anyway. Good to hear, the crowd in here, and I don't have a whole lot more to add. But glad to hear that people are enjoying the link, and I'll keep monitoring also closely to hear, see if there's any weird anomalies that I catch. I've been trying to listen whenever I'm around the area, and I've been pretty impressed with its coverage. So that's about all I got to add. 7-3, everybody, and we'll probably be here next week.
W8REJ is back. Thank you, Bob. Okay, that was Drake. And Kip is gone, and Robert was gone. So, KZ4ID, take it away. Okay, nothing heard. Let's see if Joe is still there. KD8QJI, are you still there? Okay, you tried, and that's a good thing. So, anyway, no contact with you, Joe. So, try it again sometime. We're here every Wednesday night, so give us a shout. All right, this is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ. Would you like to join the net before we close? Okay, I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. This BarfNet meets every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on this frequency. The frequency will be changed somewhere down the road, but we don't know when. So just we'll get that taken care of when it comes around. So, and in addition to the net, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of each month except December. So next month there will be no Barf Breakfast. And we meet the last Saturday of each month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. So show up and we'll even let you by. That's the kind of folk we are. So, all right, I'm going to return the repeater to its normal operation. That's clear. This is W8REJ, 73 to all. God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I'm clear.
All right, baby, 89NN. Quick question for you before you clear out.
Yeah, John.
I'm just wondering, are we planning on a Christmas dinner this December?
On the TGIF.network shows that your meetings start at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. I might want to get that updated. That is on the talk group description.
John, I don't know that, that I really haven't thought about it. I don't know if anybody would be interested to go. I could, I don't know. So if you'd like to check into that, go ahead. Dale and I will probably not be in the area to go, so. Okay, the last person I called, what was your traffic again? Hey, nothing heard. W8REG, and I'll be clear.
Is that right?
Is clear.